Another amazing song. I keep hearing everybody saying this album is trash, and I just can't buy it.
I haven't really listened to it that much, but I know you love Drake, and I know you love this album because you're always talking about it.
Oh, well. Thanks. Anyways, yeah, Drake's album is fire. I think it's good. I don't really care too much for the rapping parts. You know, I don't really.
That's why Drake is your guy.
He doesn't need to keep rapping. Like, what is the purpose of all this rapping?
Well, I believe it's you want to keep the people that do like his rap, you want to keep that money coming in too.
That's just the niggas. Who cares about you guys? You don't even buy albums.
You got a point.
Niggas don't buy albums. Why do you care about them, Drake? Why? Fuck them. Make music for us. Us women, we love you. We never going to forsake you. I'm sure
Kiki loves you.
I'm sure Kiki loves that nigga Brent. I'm positive.
You might, yeah. She definitely
she
loves him.
Loves him. Knock it off.
She loves him.
Forget these niggas, Drake, and make music for us. We love you, and you could do no wrong with us.
Dudes don't really like you that much anyway.
Jackass. That's what I'm saying. Like, why do you even care to impress people that don't care about you anyway? Fuck them. Put your fucking outfit on, Drake. Anyways, a lot happened last week. We'll just discuss all of the last week shenanigans and things that went on. Our weeks last week. What did we do last week? We went to the Drew League gala.
Yeah, we did.
That had cool. You out there with the Drew League folk. What was your impression of it?
It was, I knew about the Drew League just on a basketball level. You know, and then and it's still basketball level, but you get to see like the people and what's going into it and what their mentality is and why they're doing what they're doing. And it was cool to see. It was like it's I don't know if inspiring is the word, but it's like it's cool what they're doing. It's people looking after their community, seeing this started as some guys playing a basketball league and it blew up, and now it's, I would say, arguably, or is the best pro-am basketball league in America.
Definitely is. I would say it definitely is.
And it's just it's nationwide renowned. It's world renowned. They brought up Australia. They brought up China.
Yeah.
Was that? Yeah, mm-hmm. China. So it's everywhere now. And to see where it started from, and also they're giving back in other ways. They're giving scholarships out, which is very nice. They gave out, I want to say, 4 scholarships.
I think it might have been 5.
4 or 5 scholarships. And, you know,
kids in the community, in their direct community, the South Central Los Angeles community, they give out scholarships to kids that pretty much have already been accepted to universities, and the only issue they have is money.
Right.
They've got other little scholarships, financial aid, things like that. So the Drew League is basically like that crutch that every college student needs someone that they can count on for random things like, oh my God, this book costs more than I expected. Or, my scholarship doesn't cover food. You know, I got a dorm and I got books covered, but I have no food. Like, you know, so they give in $1,000, $2,000 here and there to these kids the whole year for a couple of years. And anything that comes up, you know, any miscellaneous financial things that come up, and your family just doesn't have it.
Right.
A lot of kids' families in South Central just don't have it.
Don't.
But you have a kid who's trying to make it, who's trying to be something, who has goals and dreams, and you want to just be there to help them the best way that you can.
Right. I can speak on just using a story in my example, I didn't have Drew Lee scholarships, and I played Division II, which didn't give full, for me, my Division II school did not give full athletic scholarships. You know, they gave a good portion, but it was plenty of times where I ate ramen noodles for, you know, weeks at a time, mm-hmm. canned yeah, tuna.
That's so real. So
if you, and the books cost, mm-hmm. you know, and any college student, anybody that went to college will tell you, yeah. them books will hit you over the top of the head. So like you said, any money will help you a great deal. And somebody that can throw you some money where you can eat and get your books without being stressed,
mm-hmm.
and working crazy hours or something, is a blessing.
Yeah, you know, that was my first time going to the Drew Lee Gala, but I donated to the Drew Lee Foundation quite a few times, and usually it's just a few hundred dollars here and there. For example, they have like court-size seats that you can buy whenever like the NBA players are playing.
Yeah.
They put out chairs, and all that money, the proceeds, goes to the Drew Lee Foundation, which helps these kids. So anytime I'm in town, whether I sit in those seats or not, I always try to buy them and give, you know, something.
That's why you were sitting where you were sitting?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
I didn't know.
Yeah, you can buy those seats. And so that's a way that you can give back, even if you don't want to, if you don't have more money. And I'm going to just say this, and I don't really care who gets mad, but we donated $5,000 to the Drew Lee Foundation. And to see their reaction to that, like, I felt like, I low-key felt like, damn, like, people aren't giving to them. For us to be able to do that, and it's such a big deal, and there's all these NBA players that came up in that system.
Yeah, you brought that up.
And you know, I hate to do that to people, but I just feel like a lot of these guys who've been playing in the Drew League since they were really young and now are in the NBA, this program should be through the roof. They should be able to do way more, I feel like. And I don't know if it's just not, you know, marketed properly or, you know, what it is, but the players that play in this league that know, that are from this hood, that grew up here, you know, that been playing Drew since they were in high school and all stuff, like, come on.
Yeah, I feel you. You know, branching off of what you just said, which was the coolest thing about the Drew League, just seeing people that you've known for a long time and talking about, like, you pretty much, in a way, grew up there.
Yes.
So it was kind of cool. Like, a lot of people, you know, came up and were talking like, yeah, Miko, you know what I mean? Telling stories about you, just being yourself. Like, Miko, yeah. I know you were the same Miko
back
coming up in the Drew League. They were talking yeah. about your game. I believe you got game, and they confirmed it. But it was cool just hearing stories, you know, and, mm-hmm. like, just seeing, you know, I didn't see Miko as a little kid, but I've heard a lot of stories about it. It was really cool.
Yeah, I just feel like we should do more for our own people. And this is an easy way. If I can give $5,000, these NBA players with the guaranteed contract.
You can't say they're not.
Well, I know what the totals that the Drew League is getting.
Oh, okay.
I know that.
Okay.
And
okay.
I feel like they can't be. These are regular people giving money. And there's nothing wrong with that because everything adds up. But I just feel like these NBA players should just, you know, like, what's up?
Yeah.
Look out for your own people. These kids that are mopping your sweat, those sweat kids
around
the court, those are the kids. Those are the product. Everybody ain't going to the league.
Right.
But everybody's somehow, the Drew League is keeping these kids off the streets. That's really what it's about.
Yeah.
And telling them the right things. And they're able to see people doing the right things with their life. You know, to change your mindset, because I told you this before, a lot of kids, they don't see anything good or right around them growing up.
Yeah.
So they think this is normal. They think this is how you're supposed to be. You're supposed to be in a gang. You're supposed to rob people. You're supposed to sell drugs. My whole family does all this. This is how we survive. But everybody doesn't have to do that. Some of you have to go out and try to be better than that.
Right.
And that's what I feel like the Drew League is trying to do.
No, I agree.
Yeah.
I agree. It's given... The fact, just hearing the stories, how they'll have, you know, pretty much workouts, just kids coming in doing drills.
Yeah.
You know, that'll give somebody, you know, something to do. Like,
instead,
you know,
of going out being a little fuckhead around the community.
Yeah, just that alone, you getting, you know, people that have been living basketball their whole life teaching these kids just stuff. Mm-hmm. That's cool. And yeah. I believe it's helped a lot of players. L.A., obviously L.A. is a huge city. And just off default, it's going to produce a ton of you know, basketball talent. Mm-hmm. But I feel like having something like that will help, you know, bring people along, drill along with their schools and, you know, AAU stuff. But before you get to all that, if you're drilling with people that have seen all types of talent for years, it's helped you a great deal.
Yes. So shout out to the Drew League, not just the basketball side, but
yeah,
the
that's
side.
That's what I learned. I already knew the basketball was dope, but I saw a whole different side, and I appreciated Drew League even more after that experience.
Yeah, that was fun. You got to turn up a little bit. Yeah, I had you on the dance floor.
Yeah, I did get out there.
You weren't ready for my dip, though.
No, I wasn't ready for the dip. I didn't expect it at all. You know what I mean? But I'm always accepting the dip. So whenever you feel like dropping it on me, I'm cool.
Oh, my God. He's so full of shit. Anyways, next week, you tried to low-key surprise me with the SB.
Oh, yeah, I did. My agent kind of blew it.
I mean, you're surprised.
I would have had to tell you anyway because I knew you would have had to get prepared, but I was going to tell you when I wanted to. But the
agent sent us in a group chat, text, it busted your whole shit out.
Busted my surprise.
I'm excited because we didn't go last year. You skipped me out last year.
Yeah, yeah.
So we're going this year. I'm happy. And Aiden's going.
Yeah, I want Aiden to come. He wants to get dressed up.
Aiden likes to dress up.
Yeah, so.
Unlike you.
Yeah, no.
Aiden likes to get in the hard bottom shoes and the bow tie and all that.
Now and then, yeah. I'm sure he wouldn't want to do it all the time, but he hasn't done it since, I don't know, but he's hype.
Last year.
Yeah, he's hype about it. So I feel like it's going to be cool. It takes some cool pictures.
You finally accepted that you're going to have to take it to the ESPYs so long as we can get tickets. So long as you're somebody famous and able to get tickets, you're taking these to the ESPYs.
Yeah, I figure that's something you really like.
It's the only award show I've ever asked you to take me to.
Yeah. I mean, I'm taking.
And it's
taking.
About sports.
It's about sports. I just have a hard time sitting still for that long. That's the only thing. You know what I mean? I'm sure I'll be entertained for a stretch.
Whatever.
But
Danica Patrick is going to be
hosting. I don't know. I mean, I'm not going to pass judgment. I'm not going to pass judgment off Rip, but I just don't know.
It doesn't appear to be cool.
I never really saw her personality in anything. I don't watch NASCAR. I haven't seen her perform, like do host like Saturday Night Live. Maybe she did. Maybe she hosted Saturday Night Live.
Missed it.
Yeah, but I just never seen her personality, so I don't know. I'm not going to say she's going to be trash, but I don't know. I have no basis of what this is going to be.
It's just tough because, you know, the ESPYs has had some really good hosts.
Yeah.
You know,
the last one we went to was Drake.
And the thing, Drake.
Drake was, it was good. It was
Drake killed it. And the thing is, it's like you have to be funny, but disrespectful too. Like, I want to see, because, you know, she's been the topic of a while, the disrespect of the ESPYs over the years. Like, the shadiness, like, the jokes and the,
I feel
you
like.
Know. So, do you think she's going to get anybody back? Or do you think she's going to take shots at the guys? Is it going to be, like, pro-woman? Is she going to bring the Me Too movement onto this shit?
No,
like,
hell no.
I'm just curious. I feel like she's
going to use some self-depreciating humor. She's going to talk about herself. She's probably going to talk about, because she's never won. And she's like the, I mean, it's disrespectful, but she's one of the most famous. I'm not going to say the
she
most.
She is. Famous. She's the face of NASCAR.
I wouldn't say that.
Yes, she is.
She's the face of NASCAR to people that don't watch NASCAR.
Yes, me.
Yeah.
None of them are motherfuckers. Like, not a single. So, I cannot point a single one out of a lineup.
So she's one of the most popular, but she's never won. So that's going to be some of her jokes. And obviously, every award show is, you gotta crack on people. That's just how jokes go.
She gotta go far though. She's a girl. She gotta go far. I feel like she has to.
I want to see. I'm curious to see how she's gonna do. I hope she doesn't stink it up because we have to be there.
Yeah.
It's not like the TV where we can be like, this is trash.
Let me change this.
We have to be there.
We can't just get up like, excuse me, the church finger. Be like, excuse me. Yeah, I'm going to just go.
Yeah, I hope she's good. That's what I'm going to say. That's all I'm going
to
say.
Me too. Because I want it to be entertaining and fun. And Aiden's going to be there. So, you know, he's going to be annoyed. Like, how long is this? After he done put his suit on and took some pictures, Aiden's going to be done with the essence.
You just got to bring his phone. I'm going to bring his phone. So I'm like, Aiden, just
play games.
Play games. Shut up.
You have fun. Okay, cool. The day after the ESPYs is
my birthday. Something I never really care about, but I'm sure you got something planned for me.
So every year I have to surprise you because you don't want a birthday party. You don't want to celebrate. You ask your teams to not even announce your birthday on social media. You're the only does that, right?
Don't care.
Why do you hit the team and say, hey, do not tweet or Instagram or Snap that it's my birthday?
Because I don't really feel like it. I really didn't feel like it when I was – I'm not on social media as much, so now I don't really go out the way. But when I was on social media, I would – it would be my birthday. I'm getting all these happy birthday texts from people. I mean, tweets and stuff and Instagram. I'm like, I don't care, bro. Don't hit me with this. And I'm just, you know, I'm just trying to live a regular day. And everybody, happy birthday.
You feel obligated to say thank you?
Yeah, I don't care, bro. I don't even know you. You know, I don't care. Just flat out. So I would tell the team, so I eventually wouldn't snap and be like, yo, bro, stop tweeting me happy birthday and say something like that. I would just tweet the team like, hey, bro, don't put the whole happy birthday notice out there. That's why I did that.
Did you do it this year?
No, I'm not on social media.
So you don't care. So they're gonna announce it.
Probably.
So I'm not gonna surprise you. We're definitely gonna have something for your birthday. I know you don't like to do anything.
I mean, I'm gonna say this. I never ask you to do anything, but the stuff you do, I usually have a lot of fun.
Yeah.
So you're good. Okay.
Yeah. So we're gonna do something small, chill here at the house. And and your cake is going to.
I forgot all about these fucking cakes.
Right? Yeah. I'm still in the process of working it out. What it's going to look like. Mia, shout out Carrie. What is her Instagram, matter of fact? I want to shout her out because, you know, I'm going to get Carrie's information to you guys. But she's here in Orange County, California. But she, you know, can service Los Angeles or whatever. But she does an amazing job with these cakes. And she texted me last week, and she was like, hey, so this year, is it going to still be dirty themed?
Yes.
Here, it's not going to change. Year after year, it's going to be the same thing. She's like, oh, okay. And I was like, all right, let's go. And then I told her, I'm like, I can't tell you the rest because then I'm getting away with what it's going to look like. So, but anyways.
You know what the shittiest part of this all is?
What?
That I don't even get to eat any of the cake.
Yeah, because, you know, it's really not about you because you have so many issues. Like, we can't really get...
Can I get a cupcake?
Like, you got cupcake? What are you talking about? How disrespectful of you.
I did?
Yes.
Okay.
She makes you cupcakes that you can eat.
Okay, respect.
You forgot?
I must have forgot.
Yeah. Okay. We always give you a dozen cupcakes, and the cake is for the rest of us.
All right, then I'm cool.
Can't believe that. I don't think about you. Blasphemy. Anyway, so you're going to be 35.
Yeah.
That's old.
Dinosaur.
For football.
Dinosaur.
How do you feel?
Great.
Great?
Yes.
I saw on Twitter that Richard Sherman got together the elitals of the cornerbacks, and I believe it was Aqib Talib, Xavier Rhodes, Malcolm Butler, Peters.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's some young new guy who was just drafted last year or something. I don't know. They get together.
Lattimore?
Huh?
Lattimore? Ramsey?
Not Ramsey, no.
Probably Lattimore. He was drafted last year and he got a lot of love.
Well, anyways, yeah, I'm going to find it for you. But anyways, they get together and do like corner drills. Like they do all these drills and stuff together, work out together, get receivers out there to kind of play against them a little bit, and then they have a session where they have film session where they study each other's film and talk about how to do all the stuff. Would you ever be interested in doing something like that?
No.
Why?
I like working out by myself. I feel like I do the best stuff by myself, and it seems to be working. I don't really need to work out with a whole bunch of people or put something like, it's not really my thing.
Well, it's also so that they can brainstorm and help each other. Like, you're not interested in helping any of them.
Just cover the guy in front of you. Cover the guy in front of you. Chase this dude around. Football is not complicated.
Yeah, but sometimes when you have young guys, like you do, there's things experience You know, you can't teach that.
Yeah, that's why it's called an experience. You have to experience
it. Yeah, but guys that have experienced, for example, me playing ball. Mm-hmm. You know, I could see a girl who was older than I was, who had already played overseas, giving me experience and educating me on some of the things that I'm going to experience. Like, why wouldn't you see that as a
problem? Okay, maybe that's, all right. Now I sit and think about it. Use a different, view on it. I'm just looking on how I learn things. I learn things by doing them.
And you know trying. That everybody doesn't learn like that.
I know. Respect. So I'm saying, okay, I get it. And I have no problem with people on my team. I always try to help. I always, tell
but
things.
But they're not on your team. You don't give a fuck about them? It's about the position. The cornerback, you don't give a fuck.
I really don't. I'm trying. I really don't. I really don't. I really don't. If they're not on my team, I really don't.
Moving on. Okay. 10-second break, don't give a fuck. Anyways, I thought that was cool. And that's probably because I'm a basketball player. Like, you have to get together with people, work out. It's kind of good to get, have shooting drills with people that shoot better than you because they force you to compete and get better. And it's just kind of fun to network.
I feel like with football, it's not the same.
That's what I'm saying. That's how I'm thinking about it. Like, more like basketball, maybe it's different with football, and I just don't know.
Like, basketball is different than football. Way different. Way, way different. Especially corner. I think people hype it up more. It's just you being athletic, bro. It's chasing a dude around and making a play when you got a chance. It's not like shooting. I got to keep my elbow in. I got
to
make
sure
I'm
coming out
flick.
Of breaks, you could tell people like
no,
when to plant.
Just, no.
Everything.
That's just reaction and athleticism. That's just.
You tell them that.
Yeah, but it's nothing I'm going to tell you. It's nothing I can tell you to make you break better. It's nothing.
Not break better, but recognize when to break better. Recognize a double move. Recognize a slant. Recognize a dig. Like, there's things like that you could say, like, when they do this, a lot of times this receiver likes to do, like, they were talking about Antonio Brown. You said the same things about Antonio Brown that I read in this article. You were saying how he holds a lot.
Yeah, he pushes a lot.
Pushes. And but, they were teaching the younger guys that, like, listen, when you play Antonio Brown, he holds your jersey, he pushes, and he puts his hands out late so you don't get a chance to knock the ball out. Like, those are things that can be taught that you don't know when you're young. You never play against him, so maybe you don't know that. See?
Nah.
He's like, fuck it.
No, I don't.
Listen.
I really just don't.
Okay,
just
whatever.
Just play. Bro.
World Cup. We moving on. Bet. We're fucking
World
moving
Cup.
On. Nigga. Let's
Cup.
Move on to something you love. World Cup. The team you chose won.
Right. Well, the second team I chose won, to be honest. But the team I chose
the
after
team
my
with
team
with all the niggas on.
Yes. Yes. Won. Yes. Yes.
And what did you think of the game?
The final?
Yes.
It went how I thought. It went exactly how I thought. Croatia, you can argue, played a better game. They controlled the ball more. They had more shots. They did better passing. They did everything better except put the ball in the back of the net. And this is what why I picked France second.
Mm-hmm.
Is because I picked Spain first because they play my favorite style. They pass. Everybody's involved. They move a lot. France, on the other hand, which is great for a World Cup, sits back on a counterattack. And when they counter, they got this dude that's Mbappe, that's fast as hell.
Mbappe.
So on a counter, they're very dangerous. If you even watch one of the goals, they just really got a steal in midfield, kicked it far to Mbappe. He ran it down, threw another pass, and there's a goal. Like, that's the type of goals they get, and that's good for the World Cup because – opposed to a club team where you practice together every week, every day pretty much, and you know each other like that. Then the international teams, they get together and they practice, but it's not the same as somebody you play with every single day.
Right.
So we're going to just sit back. We got a speed demon on the outside. We're going to throw it far. He's going to chase it down, and he's going to do some moves.
Do some cool shit.
And make
it
go.
If he doesn't score, he's going to set it up for something.
Yeah, and we got – they obviously have great players.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel like counterattacking in the World Cup is an easier way to win it's easier. Cause
you're just waiting for them to fuck up, and you're always on defense. You're always yeah. covered in case they do. You know,
they don't sit back as much as, say, a less skilled team like Russia or Iceland. They sit back and it's just like, listen, we're trying to get this draw, and if it's in the past the knockout, if it's in the knockouts, we're gonna go to this PK, see what happens.
Okay.
But France, you know, they sit
a little more aggressive.
But their strategy is counterattack, and they got the players to do it, and that's an effective strategy for the World Cup.
And just to even be able to get all those guys to like agree with that strategy, you know,
yeah.
you got all these guys from different places, you know,
yeah.
and that in itself should be a respect to
yeah.
their coach.
Yeah, no, their coach is a good. Like I said, you look at the players you have. And that's a effective strategy. They have good players everywhere, but with what they have up front, that's a great strategy to score. Like, you know what I mean? That's what we're going to do. We ain't going to try to pass and dissect through these tight boxes all game. We're going, you know, y'all going to mess up and we're going to hit you on a break. And that's what they're doing.
Mbappe is 19. Playing in the World Cup.
Right.
And the NBA and the NFL, that nigga is waiting to go to college. To get their check.
Well, we talk about this all the time, but that's all a money grab. Like, the reason a sport like baseball, you could come out, you can come early, they can draft you whenever, is because people don't really watch college baseball. People pay attention, but it ain't bringing in money like.
I just feel like it has a lot more to do with the fact that those two sports are black sports.
I don't think it's because of the color. I think it's because of. The black sports is a lot of people are watching them black sports.
Mm-hmm.
Like a lot of people watch college basketball. Ton of people watch college football.
Yeah.
And
it's rude that you want your money, but you don't want the players to get their money.
It's absolutely rude, but it's just a money thing. That's why if they did, I do feel like football, it might be a few people that right out of high school could come to the NFL and function, but for the most part, nah, you gotta go to college and really, you know, mature.
Get stronger.
Yeah, to be an NFL player. But basketball, that's definitely a key. And I just feel like if they just telling people to leave all the time and nobody's going to college, it's going to mess up their money for college.
Yeah, it is. And so hopefully they change that rule. It's hopefully in the process of, you know, kind of changing that this year. So.
I think they're going to change basketball for sure.
They
never,
have to.
Never football.
Okay. Whatever you look into.
No.
Keeping on this money train, so the World Cup brings money.
Yes.
And this, Khaled, I don't know who this person is, but Surfresh, shout out to Surfresh. I love you guys. Tweeted this, dear France, congratulations on winning the World Cup. 80% of your team is African. Cut out the racism and xenophobia. 50% of your team are Muslim. Cut out the Islamophobia. Africans and Muslims deliver you a second World Cup. Now deliver them justice.
Yes. You know what I played FIFA. So the first time I noticed how black France's team was, I just was about to play with them. And I was like, okay, the stars, you know, they got a lot of black stars. And I looked at their reserves. I'm like, the whole team
niggas.
Is black.
That's and why you was like, it's a bunch of niggas on this team. But they probably going to do this.
And then,
I was like, yep.
And then I'm like, I just started thinking about it because most European countries, not all, have race. It's a lot of racism. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
That's what it is. If you just soccer games, it's instances where they like throwing bananas on the field.
Yeah.
Like it. So I feel like France is like happy they won, but in a way they're like,
you fucking niggas.
These
but it's
really
about money. They use, this is what happens everywhere. We're used for our talent and money. This is really the black athletes. You know, issue that everybody wants to leech off of us and mooch off of us and profit from us, but then there's a struggle for us to gain all the time. And it's like people get so mad. I hear all these people all the time saying, like, I can't believe you guys get millions of dollars and you're holding out for more millions. It's like, shut the fuck up. This is a game for you, but this is people's lives.
Well,
you know,
I mean,
can't play sports forever. You can go to get a job somewhere and you can retire when you're 65. Do that job or get, you know, better and make more money. But in sports, like, you got to catalyze when it's hot, when you pop it.
Right.
And it's like, to me, for all this racism and all this stuff to be going on in their country. Like, I feel like sports is supposed to bring people together. And now it's like, you could tell that it's just bad. Because now it's in our sports now.
What, racism?
Yeah, like, I mean, it's like blatant now. Like, it's just bad. Yeah. I seen some tweets from some cops in Chicago. And they were watching some football games together. And I don't know what happened. I'm going to have the editor pull this out. But the cops were texting each other, other cops, saying, look at these fucking niggers. They can't fucking play quarterback. And it's talking about the Ohio State quarterback.
Oh.
You know, and it's just like, you can't even be a fan of your team because the quarterback is black. Like, you hate your team. Because it's just crazy shit like that. And it's like,
damn. I feel like with the white on black racism, it's just like a fear thing.
Not you fear the big black dick.
No, see, I wasn't even going there.
Yeah.
I wasn't going there.
I told you it was about the big black dick.
It's people that look different than them. Black people are the minority. You know what I mean? They don't want to, like, lose control of the country, I guess. I don't know. That's kind of what I'm thinking. It's like a fear, so we got to keep, you know, talking shit
so
about
just call
it. Even
niggas.
Even in
that'll fix it.
Even in like you use those cops. You know, those cops fear, like, they like, all right, the black people can play all the other positions, but this position
is esteemed.
The quarterback position, maybe they like, we're not giving up that position.
Because
that's
we,
the
we,
one
we
that come, controls
we're
everything.
We're taking over everything.
It's just a fear. It's just a fear.
I cannot wait.
They don't want to give up the, you know,
I can't
what I mean?
Wait for the day. Could you, we were talking about Croatia. First of all, shout out to Croatia for losing, but getting there. And they have 4 million people in their country. You talked about how Croatia is the same size as Los Angeles.
No, smaller than Los Angeles.
Smaller than Los Angeles.
It's 4 million people total.
Total in Croatia. And they made it to the World Cup.
Right.
Like, you pulled that many dope niggas to play soccer.
4 million.
You bred enough niggas to get to the championship of the World Cup. And you had the dopest uniform. Croatia. Dopest uniform in the whole World Cup. I don't care what nobody says. They gave
fine.
Me a little bit of Supreme mixed with Louis Vuitton.
It was fine.
Yeah. So Croatia and there's only 4 million people there, and we didn't even make it.
Didn't make it.
So imagine when we take over soccer. Imagine we're about to take over every sport and every position. So white people just get ready to be mad. It's going to continue to happen. Like, come on.
I mean,
it's what we're bred for. We were bred for this.
I was just about to say that. I mean, it's 400 years of breeding black people, at least as supreme athletes. It's just what happens. So you just got to deal with it. You know, you reap what you sow. That's what the saying is. But, 4 million people made it to the World Cup final. We have 330 million, something around there. And we didn't even qualify. Sick.
Cause we don't fuck with soccer like that, but if we did, we would take over.
If we just halfway fucked with soccer, we would be so crazy.
Yeah. I feel like that's what we need to do in the hoods too. Like, instead of all these kids ain't gonna make it to the NBA and the NFL, like, start playing soccer.
I really feel like with highlights on SportsCenter and stuff, it's definitely going
to
happen.
Play more,
just everywhere, not just black. There's going to be some dope white people, dope Spanish people playing in America, just because on the strength that you see in highlights. They're talking about Ronaldo. They're talking about Messi.
And people are like, oh, I could be famous.
I can do that. Yeah. I want to. That looks cool. Like, if I would have saw that when I was a kid, I would have tried to play soccer. I know I would have.
Right. Well, hopefully one day we get there, because we really should.
We will.
We should.
It might take a while, but we will. I don't know about the best, but we'll be good.
We will be. Come on. You don't have any faith? Dost thou not have faith?
It might.
So, the women's side of things. WNBA, there's a lot of WNBA news going on. I know you didn't have no clue. This is going to be interesting. I got to hear your opinion on this. So, damn, my phone's on 10%. WNBA players have been coming out and upset about their pay and saying they should get paid more. And then people were saying, people were saying things about paying them more to entice more talent, because a lot of little girls see that the WNBA players are going overseas to play double shifts pretty much.
Yeah.
And it's not very enticing. And they were just like, why don't you pay us more? Like, we work really hard, we do all the stuff. And then people were like, are you out of your fucking mind? Like, you don't make any money.
That's what I'm saying. Not, go ahead, I'll just finish.
But then there were some women who were saying, I'm trying to pull up the article right now, sorry, who said, it isn't just about the pay, it's about the revenue shares as well.
What does that mean?
Shit, I'm so unprepared. I'm sorry, you guys. Okay, here we go. Who is this? Okay, Clay Travis. You know who Clay Travis is? I tried to embrace him for a second, but I just had to, he's annoying. But he said this is one of the dumbest arguments. Well, let me read this. WNBA players speak out against pay gap following LeBron James' historic contract. And it was just kind of like how you guys act when you see NBA contracts. Mm-hmm. And y'all be like, Jesus, wrong sport. I fucked up. And the girls are like, well, we picked this sport and we don't get shit. Like, you know, blah, blah, blah. So Clay Travis said, this is one of the dumbest arguments I've ever heard an athlete make. The entire WNBA makes $25 million a year. The NBA makes $7.4
billion. Yeah, no disrespect to WNBA athletes. The girls, mm-hmm. you know, you're a professional basketball player.
Right.
I respect what you can do on the basketball court. I know you're talented, you're skilled, and I know there's plenty of other girls that are talented and skilled. And if you're a fan of basketball, you can watch it.
Right.
And you'll see some good stuff.
You can watch it.
Yeah, you can. Like, yeah. Like, you know, if you watch it with an open mind, it's good basketball. Yeah, you're not going to see the speed and dunks that you see with men's, but it's good basketball. But the money, like, how are they going to pay more when they're not making more? And you know everything.
I think it's more about them being in the NBA and thinking that their owners, keep it, follow me for a second.
I was about to finish. My thought is, you know as well as I know that everything is about the bottom line.
Right.
Everything. This is motivating to young girls to see girls making it to pro and playing basketball on TV and getting paid for it. Mm-hmm. But really why these owners are buying these teams is they feel like they can make some money off of this.
That's the purpose. Like, don't get it fucked up. We do not care about
this is not a,
women's sports.
This like, is not a charity about, case.
Oh, you know what? We really love that. You know, we have women being empowered and playing sports.
This is not the problem.
I don't give a fuck about it. And that's what I feel like the WNBA players need to understand. Like, you know, I'm all for WNBA. I'm pro women's sports and all that stuff. But the reason that I even went overseas was because of money.
You want to make more money.
Because I made more fucking money over there. And then I would sit on the bench, too. That's not for good.
Yeah.
You know, I just made more money and made more sense to me because it's really about the dollar. Mm. And I think that a lot of the women think the NBA lies, you know? Right. So they do this whole thing where they have these commercials where they have these little girls come to these little camps and it's like, we're really trying to empower women. We want women to believe you're strong. You can do everything a man can do. And so we're breeding this mentality to little girls to get them to play basketball. But the reality of the situation, this is about money.
I was just about to say.
And the players have been hoodwinked into believing this. They think that they're doing these commercials and these camps and stuff because the NBA actually cares about women playing basketball. You know, they have to back up some of the things that they're saying
right.
with these camps and things. But at the end of the day, this is really just about money.
Yeah, all these stuff, all the promos is hoping that they can get enough women. They're hoping, their grand hope, I believe, mm-hmm. is to just get all women to like watch women's basketball on some old women power type thing.
Yeah.
And then that will raise their numbers. Revenue. And then if that actually happened, it's a violent try. If that actually would happen, then players could get more money. Mm-hmm. And they could demand more money because they will be making more money. Mm-hmm. But what they're at right now.
And I feel like the if you look at the way the NBA owners, just any billionaire, thinks,
yeah.
the WNBA is like a loss for them.
Right.
And they're okay taking this L because they could not just end the league.
No.
That would look bad.
Right. It would.
You know, but they're not, the lights coming on. Hiring employees to work right. the concession stand,
security, referees, all that stuff,
cameras, everything. they probably feel like they're taking a loss in this entire week, but that's a loss you're supposed to take as a billionaire to look like you really care.
Yeah.
I feel like you got to do that.
Like you're,
and I don't think that the players are thinking monetarily. I think that they're thinking, I'm empowering little girls, which you're going to have to do that on your own time, because that is not what the NBA, they're not going to pay you more or treat you better. They're not.
No.
They
like,
don't care.
It's a sad thing with pro sports. Like, it's a sad thing with pro sports. Like, you get into sports. There's some people that get into sports solely to make money.
Mm-hmm.
Other people, like, feel like it's a whole nother thing. And you get to pro sports, and up until pro sports it is. But pro sports, sorry to tell people that don't know this, is all about money. Like, the owners, the teams, all that is about money. They don't really give a damn about anything else. The people that are hyping and everything is so they can make more money. That's it.
Mm-hmm. Well, I just want those women to think about it. You know, like, I had a discussion with Angel McCaudry a couple of years ago, and she wanted to sit out a WNBA season, and she was getting backlash. I mean, they was going at her for taking her own time, and she was like, my body is hurting. Like, I just want to rest.
Right.
She plays overseas and WNBA, and it's like, she wanted to rest. And you go rest on the WNBA season because they ain't paying you that much.
Right.
You know what I mean? And it's like, people give you shit about it. And I think all athletes need to understand that you have a right. Like, my nigga, you have a right to be like, nah, fuck that. I'm tired. Or fuck that. I don't want to play. Like, man, you don't have to play in the WNBA. Go play overseas.
No, you don't. But if this was a 10th man on the team, 10th woman,
mm-hmm.
But this is Angel McCaughtry. She's one of the best players in the WNBA. That's a selling point for the WNBA.
Yeah.
If they lose a star, it's like, that might lose some viewers. So it all goes back to...
Yeah, but you know what? That's another thing that's not about her. It's not about her well-being. So why do you give a fuck about people that don't give a fuck about you?
No, she's absolutely right. I'm just saying where they're coming from.
Yeah.
Like, that side of the story is, we can't lose Angel McCaughtry. Angel McCaughtry is a star. That's also part of the reason people are watching.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody, which team is she on, Atlanta?
Yeah.
Nobody's going to watch the Atlanta games because Angel McCaughtry's not playing anymore. That's a, more of a loss.
Right. Do you think the WNBA will ever, like, grow to where the stands are full?
No.
You know, I think that that takes, our country just doesn't respect women's sports in general.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying.
Because when I played ball overseas, like, shit, our gym was packed.
That's why when I'll be talking, like, when you first started talking to me about, like, your experience as a pro player overseas, and you telling me the gym was full, they was, like, passionate, they was throwing stuff at y'all. I'm like, what, over girls' sports? Like, nobody cares over here. That's so cool.
It's because, like, people like sports. Like, it's not about...
That's
like,
what I'm saying.
You know what I mean? Like, it's really just... It truly is their escape. You know,
right.
And it doesn't matter who it is. It's sport. It's their people. It's their country. Like, you know, like, they really... European sports fans, they're very, very passionate. It's not fake. You know what I mean? Like, they're passionate about their teams.
You know what? You know what might bring that? And there's something you, like, you told me, too, that I didn't know. You told me that overseas is not like all the prices are kind of like the same.
Yeah, there's like a flat rate. Like, you could pay $15 and first come, first serve, a lot of the seats.
So
it's not really a court side. You know, there are some games, I'm sure that's true. But when I played, it wasn't like that. And
so
go ahead.
So you got to think, like, a lot of people at NBA, I think you're a great fan. Like, you're like a fan that's passionate. Like, you're at the game, like, bam, bam, like, hype, you know, feeling every emotion, expressing every emotion.
Having a good time.
It's a lot of fans at games that are just there, like, especially lower level, are just there to be seen.
Yeah.
To just, like, look, I got this seat. I got on knees. I'm, you know, just to be seen. Whereas overseas, with that set up, you
don't
getting...
Don't nobody care what you
getting.
On.
You, like, getting fans.
They want to know that you got to have rep your team.
You got... Know? You getting
You can
fans.
Buy their jerseys, be like $25.
You getting,
like,
fans.
Yeah, like, everything is a little cheaper because it seems like they make it available. They make it affordable.
Yeah.
They make sure that the poorest of the poor can afford it. Like, you know, it's like, now we're just all about money. Like,
yeah.
They making all these, like, I always talk about this, like, football games and basketball games. I just feel like certain kids should just be free. I just don't understand why we charging kids. Like, Aiden's sitting in a seat and he got to pay the same price as me. Like, it's just weird. They're billionaires. But that's just how I think.
No, you're right. You're in a overall good. That's the right thing. But when you bring money in.
The root of all evil.
It's not.
The root of all evil.
People can't be rich enough, you know?
Yeah. World Cup is over. Congratulations, France. You guys did a great job. We loved it. It was entertaining.
It was. That was a good World Cup.
Who else entertained us was the NFL players last week. There was a whole bunch of shit going on. We are not going to dissect every single story, but the ones I do want to talk about, Terrell Owens caught a lot of backlash when the NFL said they were not going to announce him or have anything in. It's almost like he didn't even get make the Hall of Fame. They were just going to skip everything. Like, they weren't even going to show a picture of him or show a highlight reel of him. They're doing absolutely nothing. His name won't be said, anything.
Yeah, they don't want him to get no shine since he said anything.
Yeah, and people were like, oh, the NFL. And T.O. was like, I don't care what y'all doing. Like, that's on y'all. Y'all mad. And people were like, they don't care about you. They're not mad. I'm like, nigga, the fact that they're doing that means they are fucking irate.
Right.
They are, like, they can't believe it. And they got all these dickheads. Dick Vitale, dickheaded ass, coming out talking shit, saying like all the shit about how he shouldn't disrespect the Yellow Jackets, and he should go up there and be honored and do it the right way. Fucking Thurman Thomas talking shit. Michael Irvin, cokehead ass, had nerve to say the NFL was doing the right thing by ignoring him and not showing any highlights of him. Like, they should only focus on the people that are there and that want to be there. Shut the fuck up, okay? Like, you did way worse shit than him. And he, look how long, like, he did nothing bad off the field.
No.
You know what I mean? And that's why he's being punished. So you're telling me you think that he got punished for things that have nothing to do with why he should be in the Hall of Fame.
Right.
Okay? And you want him to go and schmooze and rub elbows and brown nose with fuck niggas that took three times around to put him in? Because that's essentially who's going to be there. All the press. You got to go to these fuck nigga parties and fake like you cool with these fuck niggas that pretty much try to fuck you over from your Yellow Jacket. And now you got to, like, what is he going to do? Go shake their hand, say, thank you, Massa.
That's what
thank you, Massa.
Yeah.
You finally let me in, Massa. It's hot outside, Massa. It's 103. You let me in, Massa. Fuck y'all. He don't got to do that monkey show if he don't want to.
That's exactly what I'm saying. It's different
when you coming in and you first ballot where he's supposed to be.
Yeah.
Supposed to be first ballot. I don't give a fuck what nobody says. And they come in and they roll out a red carpet for you like the fucking lord that you are. That's different than you coming in third ballot and then now you hearing, oh, well, they don't have enough seats for your friends and family. And they're like, fuck y'all. He's going to do it at his college alma mater. They have given him many seats he wants, as many people he can invite. They done roll the red carpet on him. That's what he should be doing. Because the NFL fucked him over anyway.
I agree. The fact that he didn't get in right away, when you look at his numbers, is insane. It's insane. He should have got in right away.
Right away.
So however he wants to handle it, that's how he wants to handle it. It's just people don't like when you don't do stuff exactly how they think you should do it. That's all it is.
Shout out T.O. for still being a real nigga. I love you, my nigga. LaShawn McCoy's ex-girlfriend got beat up badly, and her homegirls came out and said he was the person that hired the hitman to come fuck her over and rob her of some of the gifts and things that he had bought her that he was asking for back. Like, allegedly, this is all alleged, by the way, he was paying the rent on the place, maybe, and trying to kick her out. Like, we're done, bitch. I'm not affording your housing anymore. She wouldn't get out. You know that long story with civil lawsuits and kicking somebody. You know how to beat a bitch up. I had to beat this bitch ass and try to move in with me.
True story.
I let her stay with me for a little while because she fell on some hard luck, some bad times, and I let her stay with me for a little while. And then when the 6 months was up, the bitch didn't want to leave and told me that, gave me some bars on the law. And that you can't kick a bitch out like that. You got to take him to court. Well, the ass whooping got you kicked the fuck out. Beat her ass. So apparently he did the same thing to her.
This is after a door was kicked off the hinges.
Yeah, I did kick the door off the hinges. Because the bitch threw the key at me, hit me in the face, and slammed my goddamn door to my goddamn second bedroom. So yeah, I kicked the door off the fucking hinges and beat her ass and kicked her out of my fucking house. Anyway, that was girl on girl, okay, one on one. These, it's some niggas that ran up in Mrs. Cordon's house and beat the shit out of her, robbed her, whatever.
That's it.
And her homegirl tweeted out and said it was him and his goons and blah, blah. And then a few days later, she said, oh, I have no proof that it was him. Now that's what she's saying. I don't know if it was him. It might not have been him.
Either threats or paid off. I don't know. That's what it seems like. I don't know.
She put out way too much information. She was talking about him beating his kids. She was talking about beating his dog. This nigga takes steroids. Like, it was just a lot of shit that came out with that tweet, dog. You can't renege now. You can't hide in the bushes like Homer Simpson. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Where Homer back up and hide. Nah, my nigga.
That's a lot. That's a quick one. That's a complete turn. 180, yeah. Really quick.
Crazy. So, whatever. Shady, I don't know what's going on, my nigga, but let me leave him alone.
Let me not go there.
Kellen Winslow, apparently, he did some fuck shit. Well, let me find my notes. Kellen Winslow, yeah. What this has said. Sorry, you guys. Now I can't fucking find it. Shit.
People are always so tripping around this time.
Yeah, this is the time. I told you this is the time of the year where the NFL players really should keep their nose clean. And now these niggas want to just be out here wilding, knowing that this is the dry time of sports. And you really should, like, keep your nose clean around this time. Kellen Winslow Jr. charged with raping a 17-year-old. Yeah, there we go.
Wow.
Marcel Darius facing two sexual assault charges, and Michael Bidwell. You know what Michael Bidwell is?
Mm-hmm.
No clue either, but uses team media to endorse Brett Kavanaugh. I'm assuming that's some type of politician that probably raped somebody, because you know politicians, all they do is rape people or do drugs.
Love power. Control freak.
That was the news in NFL this week, and so people were upset, like, why you guys only report the bad news? So I'm going to report some good news. Some other tweets. Josh Norman buys gifts for immigrant children that were taken away from their families.
That's dope.
Good news. Chris Long donates a year's salary to charity.
Very dope.
J.J. Watt donates $10,000 to a family of fallen firefighter.
In Houston?
Probably.
He's becoming Mr. Houston.
Yes. Leonard Fournette pays off a student loan debt for a local team.
It's cool.
Pretty cool, right?
Yeah.
Bradley Roby and friends conducting free summer camps in Atlanta. Former high school teammate Titans Logan Ryan and Giants Eli Apple conduct second free camp for kids as well in South Jersey.
Steelers cool.
Ryan Shazier continues to shine in the community. Ryan Shazier is a fucking legend, by the way.
Why is he a legend?
You know who he is?
That's the one that hurt his neck, right?
Yeah. Just the fact that he even gave up. Like, this nigga is doing, like, it seems like he's doing way more with his life now than he ever did football.
Like, yeah, because he was damn near, he was supposed to not be able to walk, and now he can walk.
You be looking at life completely different. Like, they told me I couldn't walk, and now I can walk. And I'm about to walk everywhere.
Right.
I'm about to do everything, because you just don't know when life is going to end, and,
right,
and abilities end, too, not just life. You
right.
know?
Right.
So shout out to the people, the NFL players that are doing good in the community. Shout out to you, because when I wrote that $5,000 check, you didn't blink, you didn't flinch.
I'm glad
that you were there to see what the $5,000 was going to be going to.
Yeah, you know? I really do. It was. I appreciate what they're doing, even though I'm not. You know, it's cool. It helps a lot of people. It helps you. You know, they helped you. So
yeah,
they helped you
a lot, man. I did do an Ask Miko on Twitter, and I feel really bad that I didn't get to any of the questions. Hold on, I didn't turn my phone on airport mode to save my fucking charge. Let me get to some of these Ask Nico questions, then we can get out of here. somebody asked about the Jameis situation. We already talked about that. If you don't listen to my podcast, don't be in the Ask Nico. Fuck me. I'll be tired of y'all questions. That shit I already answered last week. Fuck out of here. They want to know my taco place in LA. That's King Taco. King Taco.
Have you been to King Taco?
No, I haven't.
You tripping.
I need to, since this is my last 2 weeks of eating meat.
Yeah, you tripping.
I'm going vegan, full-fledged vegan, starting August 1st, everybody. So it's my last summer of eating meat.
I'm not with her.
He's not with me. Brandon's not with me. But it's
not
okay.
not saying it's a bad thing, but it's just I be hungry, bro. That's pretty much it.
Like, yeah, I don't crave it anymore. I'm like almost like not craving it. T.O. Duck in the Hall of Fame, I already talked about that. Kawhi Leonard will go east or play with LeBron. We already talked about that. How many games do you think the Lakers are winning this year, realistically, if they do make the playoffs? Are they getting out of the first round? This is Carl Gallagher. They definitely made the playoffs, no question about it. And they will go as far as whoever else joins the team. Because LeBron's going to get in the playoffs. He needs Robin, and he needs a couple other stormtroopers to get them further, which should be the Western Conference Finals, where you guys say, unless a bomb hits open,
you're going to lose. They ain't got enough.
Fuck y'all. Team LeBron. Shout out LeBron for wearing some new shorts. Lakers shorts. Lakers on the front.
I saw that.
Wait till you see how many uniforms the Lakers are going to have this year. I'm sure they're about to pull it all out for LeBron. Yeah. He already got new shorts that niggas never even seen
I've
before.
Never seen
I know LeBron. Kobe was somewhere scratching the wall somewhere. Like, they never gave me shorts with the Lakers on the front.
I saw them shorts. I'm
never LeBron, seen. LeBron about to take over LA. Should talk about the show or movie you've seen recently. I saw Uncle Drew.
You did.
And Uncle Drew is dope. I was in Vegas, and I went and saw Uncle Drew while I was in Vegas 2 weeks ago. Was it 2 weeks ago? Yeah. 28, 29, whatever.
Weeks.
I saw it the day it came out, actually. It was the actual day it came out. I went and saw it. And Uncle Drew is a really, really good movie. And it reminds me of the Space Jam, where the goons and the characters
the
are
monsters.
Actual real people. The monsters are real people.
Yeah.
And it was really funny. Lisa Leslie, bitch. Lisa Leslie, you gave me life, my nigga. Like, I did not know you was that good of an actress. Lisa Leslie was dope. So it was really good.
That's cool.
That was a good
check
movie.
It out. I tried to get Aiden to watch. He doesn't want to see it.
That was Jordan. What is his name here? Fargo Dread. Anyways, are the players seriously considering walking out? I don't know. I don't think any NFL players are going to do any fucking thing. How do you feel about the LeSean McCoy situation? We discussed that. Starting a franchise today, who you got? Quarterback Winston or Tannehill or Johnny Manziel? Oh, who would you pick?
What?
Winston, Tannehill, or Johnny Manziel? You would have to pick Winston. Neither one of them. Johnny Manziel hasn't really played.
Johnny Manziel
and Tannehill's a ball. Sixers contender in the East, Brent's World Cup analysis. We already talked about that. Media hype over Winston against the world shirt, and you coming to the Bucks practice August 4th. I will be there August 4th, okay, you guys? I will be there. Don't worry about it.
Why me. August 4th?
Yeah, that's so the stick carriers take over of training camp.
Oh, okay.
They're just asking me if I'm going to be. I missed it last year. Remember, I had to go home for like a day, and it happened to be the day they was all yelling, Nico.
Yeah, they were yelling.
Yeah, I missed it. I will be there this week, this year, you guys. Sixers are always going to be contenders. They have a great team. They were contenders last year. They're going to get better, in my opinion.
Yeah,
that was
right now number two in the East.
Scott Rory, I don't know how to pronounce your last name. Bucks the fan is his at. LeSean McCoy, Kawhi, Raptors. True North Views podcast. Let me shout y'all out. Y'all always in my fucking mentions. Shout out to the Canadian podcast.
Cool. Nico loves Canada.
I love Canada. I love the Raptors and everything. So, yeah, I'm hoping that the Raptors do well this year again. I'll be watching. You think Colin will get a shot in NFL? No. Never again. No.
He's done.
It's war now. It's war. Best cooking show, cooking ever show. The Iron Chef. What? I gotta read these before I read them out loud. Motherfuckers so stupid. I get so annoyed with Twitter, dog. Kawhi, DeMar trade makes sense or not. Kawhi's going to LA, so that's it. He's not gonna accept the trade. They can trade him to Toronto if they want. He's gonna sit out. Maybe he'll play a year, but he's not signing a long term deal anyway. He wants to play LA with LeBron.
So you're saying
figure
it's
out
not
San Antonio.
It's a win. Huh? It's not if, it's a win.
It's a win. It's a win. He's could probably just sit at San Antonio another year this year. Like, okay, I'm going to make sure y'all get nothing for me. Did Brent get buckets? Well, let them see the interview. Let them see the Drew Lee interview. Or WBA. No. That's it. That's it. No more ask me. Go. I'm done with y'all. Y'all be saying some dumb shit, but whatever. Whatever.
This is cool, though.
This was cool. Hey, what song are we going out to? Because we got to get the hell out of here. I appreciate you guys. YouTube, this will be on YouTube as well. I appreciate all the comments. Keep commenting. Please tell me how I can make it better. Let me know if there's ways that I could do things better for the podcast, okay? And the video. If you need more of anything, let me know. Continue to give me your input in the comments on whether you like the shows. If you didn't like the show, I don't fucking care, okay? I don't care. Keep it to yourself. I just want improvements, not I didn't like it. Oh, you're weak. Oh, this is boring. Like, fuck you, okay? Jesus. Anyways, after this, there will be Drew League interviews this week. You'll hear Brent Grimes talk about his appearance at the Drew League. Frank Nitti again comes back, player of the week. Michael Thomas, player of the top performer. We also have a coach from Nationwide Soldiers, Roland Jones, on as well. So make sure you continue to listen to this and check out the Drew League interviews. And I will see you guys next week. Peace.
Yeah. Leaving me, dripping out on me. Already got what you needed, I guess. Quickly learned yourself through me.
Did so, it's Friday, and I've never been to the Drew League on Friday this summer yet. You were the first Friday game that I've come to see. So you got me out on a Friday night at the Drew League.
I appreciate it.
Michael Thomas, you got it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you hear yourself? Can you hear yourself? Okay, good. So, I can't even pull up my stats. I had all your stats. You got to run them for me now. My phone, you see how I'm using my phone to fake give us some light out here?
Yeah. I don't know the stats. Actually.
Top performer. I just want you had, I got to pull it up. You were supposed to be prepared with your own stats. Not, I'm supposed to be interviewing, but it's sad that I don't have your stats pulled up.
No, it's fine.
But you were, I interview every player of the week, every weekend. And before I even pull up your stats, I want to talk to you about playing in Afghanistan, in Russia. Because I play ball overseas, and I have lots of friends that play in Russia. And I have a friend named Charles Jenkins.
Yeah, that's my boy. That's my boy.
That's your boy?
Yeah.
So Charles Jenkins played at Kempe. I have a friend named J.R. Holden that played for CSKA. Sir Hines, Hines. These are all of my friends.
Oh, wow.
By the way. And so they all played in Russia. Tell me what it's like playing in Russia with the climate of politics today. Because part of the reason that I didn't go to EuroLeague a couple years ago, the Women's EuroLeague, is because it was in Russia. And there was just too much going on. I played overseas, and I was still a little concerned. Do you have any concern when you're over there?
Yeah, you definitely have concern, but, you always check with, local players and coaches to see what's going on, what you can do and can't do. And, it's reassuring that it's going to happen. So it made us feel a little comfortable, but we definitely keep up with what's going on.
Yeah, I played in Istanbul, and I used to be really concerned just being in a third world country, and also like a Middle Eastern type of country.
Yeah.
And I used to get so scared. But when I was over there, I always felt good. We had a U.S. consulate there. It's close to where I play. So I wasn't really scared. But Russia is different.
Yeah.
Russia is a whole... I hear you saying, everybody say it was cool, but Russia is a whole nother monster, right?
Definitely. There's certain people that are scared to mention, Putin over there.
You can't even say his name.
Yeah.
It's stressful.
For me, I've never seen anything like that. So I was like, wow, he has a lot of power over here. People are scared to even mention his name. Luckily, nothing happened to us.
Are you going back next year?
That's the plan. I'm going to go back again. Charles is going back. So that's one great guy that I talked to.
You guys made it to the quarterfinals? Or how far did you guys make it?
The top eight.
Top eight.
Yeah. And we played CSKA Hines, Boston, and they went to the top four.
Yeah. Tough. Is it your first time in the top eight? Have you ever made it to Final Four of the championship in Europe?
No, I've never played a season longer than 5 months.
My signal's trash. I'm gonna pull up. You never play more than 5 months? Why?
I went to Korea out of college. Because I felt like I could play the NBA at that time. So I
what do you mean at that time?
Well, I still feel like that. I'm just saying, like, that's why I didn't stay, because I was like, I want to go play. So I left early, there 5 months. And then Israel for 5 months. And then China 5 months.
I did China too. I didn't last 5 months.
Really?
No.
Lost a lot of weight there?
Yes.
Oh, man. I lost so much weight.
Yo, I was scared to eat anything. I just ate the rice. At the time, I ate eggs. So I ate rice, eggs, and bread.
That's
pretty
exactly
much
what I ate. Rice and eggs almost every day.
Yeah.
And I had a little bit of peanut butter. So I made some peanut butter sandwiches.
It's a struggle in China. They give out a lot of money, but it's a struggle.
For sure.
It's a big time struggle to go over there and play.
It is.
So how many years have you played in the Drew League?
I think this is my eighth. Eighth or ninth, yeah.
Oh, so you've been up here for a little bit. Have you always played for the same team?
Yeah.
Same team.
I played with the Reapers last year for a few games. Just because there's a lot of San Diego guys there. San Diego.
So top performer this week. You had a great game last week. I didn't get to catch all of your game because, as you can see, I was trying to set all my stuff up. How did you do tonight?
I heard your
name a couple of times though.
Oh no, I was trash.
You were trash today.
Yeah, I was trash. I got off the
Is there
flight.
A reason?
I got here late.
Okay.
Everybody listening, don't be late to games.
Don't be late.
Be on time.
Be on time. Be a better person.
My flight was late. Be better than me. My flight was late and I got here, tried to get here early, and I was just trash. Just couldn't get it going. But you know, towards the end I got a little bit of rhythm with.
That's all that matters. I'm gonna let you go because I know you have to leave, but I have to say one more thing to you. So I have like this list of little girls that have signed up because my son is royalty. You're so good. And there's a list of little girls. Their parents have put them on the list because we're going to be doing an arranged marriage when he's older. I have never asked anyone to put their daughter on the list. I'm going to ask you to put your daughter on the list. She is amazing. She's funny. She got comedic timing. She's beautiful. I saw when you picked her up from school. That was I had a thug tear like hanging right here.
Oh,
that was so cute.
I had some hardcore dudes that I know. It's like, tears in my
eyes. Oh, that video was so emotional. I was like... Because I think about my husband is an NFL player, and granted, he doesn't go overseas or anything, but I played overseas, and I can only imagine, you know, being overseas and having to be over there to provide for your family. You have to miss them. Like, she has to go to school, she has things to do, and, you know, you never know your situation with the mother and all this stuff. So how hard is it being a father and playing ball overseas?
Oh, it's very hard. A lot of my teammates are married, their families are there. So, you know, my daughter being here while I'm over there is just tough for me, you know, mentally. But like you said, I have to provide. So that's how I have to think of it. I got to do my job. I tell her all the time, Daddy has to be here, provide for us. And she has a good understanding of it now. And so she's better than she was when she was younger. She had a difficult time. Now she's better. And she can come over, like, come on. She left Russia. That's anywhere that snows. So. But
well, Russia snows 10 months out of 12.
Man, yeah.
Yeah, I was over there 2004.
Yeah, my daughter, my daughter's really comfortable with it, so it helps me.
Does?
Yeah.
Well, you know, I think that, you know, seeing her, seeing how smart she is, how beautiful, how she's growing, it's probably going to motivate you to be able to take care of your family.
Absolutely.
You're doing a great job. And I appreciate you hanging on while I got all my technical difficulties together so that I can get this Friday interview. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
Good luck the rest of the season. And hopefully I will have you back again because, like I said before, I'm going to be interviewing all the top performers and players of the league.
Okay. Well,
yes, and good luck to you, okay?
Thank you.
Hey, Franklin. I feel I missed you last week, but I didn't miss you last week. You still made it onto the podcast.
I did.
You did. Came over here fat and talking shit to Mike.
Mike had a good game. Who Mike in with?
Wait, would you say what?
What do you mean?
I don't know, a lot. Apparently, not more than you, player of the week. Player of the week, 26 points, 13 rebounds, 13 assists. He had like 6 in the first quarter.
I did. I told somebody I was trying to get 10 in the first half. It didn't work out, though.
Are you trying to do that?
Yeah, because okay. People say I can't pass. You know, I know Sean.
You over that shit?
Yeah.
Sick of it? How did these 13 rebounds happen? Okay. It's just the Drew was going. You out here getting 13 rebounds off the big man out here and everything?
Big dog.
You're big.
No, we needed, there was a couple plays down the stretch. We needed rebounds, so I figured I could run.
So you're just doing everything.
Trying
to do everything to get the win. Still undefeated.
Yeah.
The only team undefeated now.
Yeah.
Pressure or
nah.
The use of this? How long is the win streak now? 22 games? 22 games. You got one more game today. You're playing Hanks, Panthers. Is there anything personal? Any rivalry going on? Any shit talking I need to know about?
Nah. Unless somebody on that team, you're going to talk. Once they get the popping off, I'll turn them.
Superstar. I saw you superstar on Yahoo Sports, Bleacher Report. You popping. Are you popping?
No.
Is you popping?
Appreciation.
Are you popping? You're so modest. You popping. I saw you all over the place. In the last 7 days, you've been popping.
Yeah,
what happened?
I got the ESPN reporter in there right now.
Popping. See what I'm saying?
That was lit, though, because I didn't expect that. The ESPN reporter. It's like,
were you nervous?
I'm nervous before every game. I'm sensitively nervous. Once I'm on the court, I'm sweating.
It's
just like, oh, jittery.
Okay, so tough decision this weekend to be here today. Now we got this other tournament. Tell us about this other tournament you could be at, but you at the Drew.
The TBT, man, they got a bunch of good guys. I wanted to play with them. I should be there today, but I feel like they can have the last game.
Okay.
Tomorrow, I'll be there.
You have confidence in your team.
Exactly. So, I just got to have confidence. And I thought I'd do something here as well as do something there. Like, I know it's a team deal. I know it's a team deal. But they can't have the first game. We shouldn't beat it.
I feel you. What was I getting ready to say? As far as you not going to that game and coming to this game, to me personally, I feel like the game tomorrow might be a big one. You going to miss it?
Me and Marvin are crazy. Plus, the homies from the area are playing over there. I know they've got games. They've got waiting to play me.
I saw you on social media pissed nobody was swimming. You know why, right?
Yeah, no,
they just tired of you. They don't want you to be undefeated. They tired of you fattening and being every week you're either top performer or player.
Yeah, I don't like that. That's not going on with the hate. That's what I'm saying. Y'all could have swished me. You need a right way.
And those prime times, you know, the games in prime time.
Y'all want the good time? Like, that's how I know is they want us to lose. But it's all right, my guys. If I don't end up coming, my guys don't hold it down. I got faith in you guys. There's a lot of guys on the team that don't get to shine tonight. I'm taking all the shots.
That's so nice of you. I would never, ever say anything like that when I was playing. Ever. I would be like, damn.
Yeah.
But I feel you, though. Like, you do have players on your team that don't get enough shine, and you find out who that next man up is sometimes when people like you out there, like the star player of the team. So who do you think is going to step up for
you? I got a lot of faith in him, man.
Well, I'm going to let you go. And I'll be here tomorrow to watch, even if you don't come.
I need updates.
My bad. Yeah, I'll text you. What time is your game at TBT? Exact same time?
2:00 or 2:30. It's right there. I couldn't make it if I wanted to. Until 2:05. It's a different story.
It's Brain Play. You should tell the DJ to play. It's Brain Play.
You know what? That's it. That's your play. I'm walking into the right
up
the pitch,
going,
hey, everybody gonna laugh too.
Yes, that's.
I need that.
Yeah, that would be dope though. Yeah. That would be fucking. You should get some t-shirts with the fucking turtle on it. Hey, it's
I'm not walking around a turtle t-shirt.
That's no, my son used to be
upset.
Then
people
upset.
Gonna say, nah, everybody like the show. People gonna sound like a turtle.
It's like no turtle.
If it's on my shirt and his name is Franklin, they just go in their mind and put it together. It's gonna form
name.
Just like any other black dude, any dark skinned dude that's smooth skinned, I automatically look like him. Automatically.
That's so
all
crazy.
All my friends say, you look like him.
These are black friends too?
Yeah, black and white friends. You know, my white friends don't really, they don't see a lot of black people, so when they do, like, everybody look like me. That's low key racist, motherfucker.
Yeah. You know what I said this on social media one day, I said, white people can tell you 200 different breeds of dogs, but they always mix up black people looking exactly like somebody else.
You are not like, they love their animals.
Yes, they can tell you every breed from the tail, the ears, the coat. But black people, yep, y'all look alike.
Man, I was doing this yesterday. I had a dude walk in my interview and get his dog some water. And it's like a little water fountain for the dogs. And you put your foot on it. He was standing there.
He didn't care about my interview. He didn't care about his family. All you make sure his dog is okay. Gotta love it. It's like pets or family members. They all, they like, I can't wait to see my daughter. I said, no way, I've been having a kid. I ain't taking nobody else out of it. They're not even okay. You don't take them. I mean, are you training this now? I'm gonna train this. This is for a baby that's a book to an adult, and I don't gotta bother with it no more. Yeah, but she gonna talk back. She's gonna get a period.
She's
gonna have a boyfriend.
She can get these hands too. I got a belt. I got these hands. We gotta have a field.
I feel sorry for your daughter, boy.
See, when she's younger, y'all see she don't move. She stay in her spot. She don't
move.
And she's
cutie pie. You can trouble. Get the strap.
Yeah, get the strap.
Get the strap. Thank you, Frank Biddy. I appreciate you. Good luck today.
Appreciate you.
Welcome to the iHeartMeGo podcast.
Finally made it. I'm big time now.
You could have been made.
Man, you gonna had 100 people over here since I got here.
And I've asked you guys to come over.
I've asked you guys.
Rabbit is pussy. We figured that out. Rabbit's pussy. So you're the only one that's a man.
Man enough to come over.
Man of the coaching staff.
For
you're the
money.
Man.
For sure.
That's the woman over there.
I ain't gonna say that.
Since he gonna come over, I'm gonna talk shit. Nationwide Soldiers, you guys just played again.
For sure.
You're 5-2, man.
6-2.
6-2.
I'm cheaper that win.
What, so you guys had a doubleheader? We had
a doubleheader early on, but we lost to Panthers by 3 and lost to Problems by 1.
I was at both of those games. I feel like it's me. Kidding.
Man,
no, because I've been there when y'all won, too. I'm kidding.
Okay.
What happened in those losses? Because I was at both of them, and they were both come from behind. They smothered the shit out of y'all. Y'all was up 21 games. And you lose by 3, and then you lose by 1. What's happening where you guys have these issues?
Problems, we only had 6 players. So
yeah,
just ran out of gas at the end. Missed a big free throw at the end to take us in overtime. Mm-hmm. Had to take the L. First game, we lost to Pandas by 3. Didn't have everybody here. Mr. Marcus Williams, Mr. Iso wasn't here at all. So we missed a lot of key players, and we took the L. They had a 7-3 post player, Mamadou. So 2 L's. Where we want to be, 6-2. On
okay.
The toughest side.
Marcus Williams, your best player?
For sure.
What about down. Big Baby? What about this? Yeah, another big man.
Big Baby's phenomenal.
I feel like these other guys come and go. Marcus is your staple on the team. How far can it take?
Really, truly feel with the addition of Big Baby and Cat Mobley and maybe one other NBA guy.
Oh, I forgot Cat.
Yeah, so I really think it's my 8th year doing this, and I truly feel like this is probably one of my most talented teams.
Why?
Because there's no egos, and there's no arguing, and no bickering, and nobody's complaining about minutes and touches and this and that. So for me, this is a pretty amazing summer for me.
What Well, you know, it's the Drew League, and granted, it's a summer league, but it's an NBA style league. They have all the rules, they have NBA refs, the floor, everything. So you would think that a place like this would have people with no ego. You can't come in here and think you can hot dog, especially if you're not in the league. You know, I don't know if you have any other players on your team that are actually in the league, so everybody should be in the
But I've had other teams where everybody feels like they should shoot all the balls.
Even not non-NBA.
I don't give a fuck who you are. Like, yeah.
Niggas is out here. Sick.
Sick.
So no egos this year. You guys are all playing well. You feel confident in your bench?
I feel confident in everything from myself to all the way down to the end of the bench, from the staff to everybody.
Do you feel confident in Rabbit being your assistant?
100%.
Why?
Rabbit, Money Mike, Pee Wee. We have a big cow. We got a great staff, but with Rabbit, I say, is the mouthpiece.
I saw him today, fattened to number one on the other team. Told him,
but he did it to himself, though.
The season was over.
Yeah, but you run in the huddle, you talking shit.
What? He came in your huddle talking shit?
Okay, so
that's valid.
Yeah, he had to.
It wasn't just being a dick.
Nah, but what Rabbit does that most people don't have, Rabbit is great as far as finding talent and bringing these players to the dream.
Okay, so he's a great GM.
Oh, phenomenal.
Okay.
Phenomenal, the best.
GM, scout.
Yeah, all that.
He's able to do that.
All
so
that.
He's an important piece, even though he's an asshole on the outside.
Yeah, I mean, some of your most successful people are jerks.
Yeah, that's true.
Look at you. You're successful and you're a jerk. Like, let's just keep it a bill. Come on now. Yeah.
Valid.
Yeah, for
valid.
Sure.
Valid.
For sure.
Switch subjects. Pepperdine Waves.
Right.
Congratulations.
Appreciate you.
Are there any other player-wise and coach tandems out there?
It's a couple other player-wise
tandems. Y'all popping
tandems.
There are?
Yeah.
Ooh, I just don't know about it.
Nah, you just don't know about it. Okay. There's the one you may know about. They were Long Beach State, the Winds. They're now at University of Washington. So.
Okay.
Yeah.
So how's it going? So I can't imagine. I had a moment where I was taking my husband to work. You know, when I was doing sideline report and sports report.
Right.
What is it like when work sometimes is where you escape home? You know, and now you got to bring home. So if y'all beefing at home and y'all go to practice, is it tough?
It's 100% tough. To where when I come to the door, sometimes I got to tell her like I got to step out. She didn't understand it at first. Like she's like, oh, that's bullshit. Like what? Like.
Men communicate differently than women, you know?
But at the end, she started realizing, like, damn, we are sitting up on each other
all day,
24/7. But I'll go ahead and announce this. I'm actually stepping down from the staff as of right now. I got hired October 8th. My dad had a stroke October 13th. And me being the only child, I got to go home and spend as much time. I'll be going back and forth from LA to spend time with my pops. He's fighting. He's good, but... it's just this time I got it.
Okay,
but
that's important.
But as far as a dream job, 100% the best thing that ever happened.
Yeah, I saw. You know, I followed Alicia. Of course, I think she's amazing.
Right.
She gave me several elbows coming up.
Yeah.
We used to go at it.
Right.
And she's way bigger than me too.
Right.
She loved. You know, I think she's like switch. You had a big girl like the switch on the guard.
Right.
She used to give me problems.
Right.
Problems in the post.
Right.
But I saw the record. Change from her coach, you guys being the coaching staff, and what's been going on. I've seen winning happening. What do you think your Pepperdine days are going to be like? Are you guys going to be the championship? Like, do you have any big recruits coming in? Like, can you give us any information?
I'll just say this: we finished 10-20. And I know that probably sounds crazy, but we're in the WCC,
which is compared.
So first time double figure win since 2011.
That's what I know.
So having this being done and with the recruit classes coming in. Phenomenal recruit class coming in. Probably the best recruit class in the last 7 years.
Okay.
So with the recruit class coming in and then the 19 class with the recruits that's on the board, I think the culture and the playing style and the wins are going to come. And I think sometimes you got to live in reality. Like, shit, Gonzaga and BYU and St. Mary's, they know.
Nice.
So our championship sometimes is finishing fourth and fifth place.
Yes.
So, and I think that's going to happen and take place. And I think the level of competition to where people are going to have to come play every night to play against us before they be like, oh, we play them every night.
Like, y'all was just a wash, like, easy night.
Yeah, but now you know,
now
like,
you
oh,
gotta,
shit.
You gotta beat
yeah, you want to come play.
What's the difference between coaching women and men besides having periods and things like that and girls having
the period
pregnancy?
Is everything.
You know, boys messing with their mind. They don't want to play because they niggas, they come in and get cheating on them. Do you deal with these things
the period,
as a coach?
The period situation is probably by far the biggest thing. because they will change and have split personalities like this. Mm-hmm. And when they're on their fucking period, you know it. Like, yes. You just know it. Like, what's wrong with us?
So you had to learn that.
Yeah, but coaching, for me, coaching women, I don't think I've ever want to coach the college, on the college side with a man. Because we're able to go deep. I would love coaching women because they listen. They are fast learners. They pick up shit way faster than the men do.
Smarter.
Yeah, yeah. I will 100% agree with that. So you may play below the rim, but they play the game the right way. Mm-hmm. So for me, it's just a phenomenal situation to actually coach women. And I can't wait to the next opportunity whenever I come back in the fold. Like, this is just a temporary thing for me stepping away from Pepperdine, but I can't wait till the next time that we do get to play. This has been a lifelong dream for me and her. But it will happen again at some point in time, for sure.
Oh, cool. You want to give her a shout out? I don't know if she's being retired or not.
Yeah. You know what, though?
You're nailing a legend.
They haven't announced it yet, and I'll be glad when they do. And I just realized what you said. Yeah, I'm banging a legend.
Yeah, I'm banging.
I'm long dicking a legend.
You better talk some shit. Delisha Milton is a legend.
Yeah, so I'm long dicking a legend. Yeah. So, I mean, am I able to say that on
your
show?
Yes.
So, balls to the wall. Yeah, all that shit. Tongue, long tongue, and all that shit.
What are you doing?
Like we eat a lot of pussy, all that. No, my
okay.
bad. Yeah, yeah,
okay.
No, my bad.
Okay,
no,
okay,
let me stop.
Good. We got it off. Yo, I just feel like Delisha does not get the credit she deserves in this game, in this league. Like, she was really a soldier. She reminds me low key of that one player that you really need on your team that's going to whoop somebody's ass. On and off, like, she aggressive.
Deep,
she can do everything. She hit threes. Like, she does everything.
He was the ultimate utility.
Yes.
Do a little bit of
everything.
And sometimes
at her size too.
And sometimes I played with other great players, Tamika Dixon, Wadi Mabika, Nikki Teasley. So there were many years that D should have been an all star, but because you played on such a great team, you kind of in the shadows. And her and Lisa Leslie, in my opinion, greatest 4-5 family.
No,
you know, ever.
It was legendary.
So, I appreciate you saying that.
I played in the Say No Classic with them. WBA just didn't work out for me, but I wish I would have been there.
He's a baller. You are a baller. Not the ones, you are. Wet ball. I see it on the IG.
Are you got Instagram?
No. So you know I'm going through other channels to see you get your blocks off.
Well, respect me.
Yeah.
Niggas searching me.
Yeah, I got to.
Okay, cool. Well, I won't keep you. Congratulations on the win today.
Appreciate you.
Good luck in the rest of the season. You guys have a lot of great teams in front of you to get to the championship. I'm sure that's the goal.
100%. You're not doing this by just for the hell of it. Like, you're trying to do it to win it.
Yeah, so good luck to you guys. And hopefully Rabbit will stop you, because we're going to start calling him Cat.
Rabbit,
you
don't like
him. I'm going to call him Cat. Hey, Cat.
Let's see if he responds. Rabbit is really afraid of, I had started a documentary last year, and we had a film guy in every game, and he never wanted to be my
guy.
So I know he wasn't coming over.
That's because he's saying too much fucking crazy shit.
But that's him, though.
Yeah,
he's
so
really wild. He's like you.
That's what I'm saying. Get over here, Cat. Come over here and talk some shit.
I'm going to get him.
We're going to see, though. But I appreciate you.
Thank you, Miko. This has been an honor and a pleasure.
Hey, don't act like you took too long or something. I've been asking y'all to come on.
You did. You sent people over here first, but it's all good. I'm here. Yeah.
It's all good.
All right.
Appreciate you.
Thank y'all.
Peace. iHeart Miko Podcast. Brent Grimes, Baby Daddy.
Hey.
In
the building.
In the building at the Drew League.
Yeah.
Finally, got back out here. You haven't played in the Drew League since, 2011, 2012?
Something like that.
You played with the same team, the Closers, when you played then. A little bit different situation at that time. I feel like back then, it was at Washington Park. And you came out a little more aggressive. You moved the ball. You got a bucket. Like, you played
deep. I scored a couple times.
And then today, you got a quick 2 minutes, and that was it. What happened?
I got in, like, to be honest. Like, I was a little, weirded out because I don't know anybody on the floor. I don't really know anybody's strengths, weaknesses. So I'm just out there trying to figure things out. And that's pretty much it. I was in for literally, 2 minutes. I got a turnover, which sucked. A foul.
Yeah.
I didn't really feel the foul, but it was a foul, I guess. And then my time was up. And I was in the game.
I came over to you right before halftime, gave you a little pep talk.
What did I
say to you?
You really told me just to be more aggressive. Like, I, you would thrive in a situation more like that because your mentality is just go get a bucket.
Yeah.
That's
really what basketball's about.
My mentality is like feel the game, figure out, you know, people, what they do, how to fit in, how to make smart plays. And then I start playing, then I know where I can fit in. So just throwing me in was a little weird, but
that works great when you're on like a team where like you guys are going to be here the whole season.
I know, you're absolutely right.
This is, I've been up here pouring your name around the whole league all summer, prostituting you, begging people to get you to play. Finally got somebody to get you to play. And the only reason that I didn't want you to take that great basketball mentality and IQ approach is you don't have that much time.
I know. But I expected to play
it's not
more.
Not your team.
I expected, to be honest, I expected to play more than 2 minutes. So 2 minutes, I mean, there ain't really much you could do with that. I wish I didn't have a turnover, but other than that, it is what it is.
Did
I
you have a good time, though?
No.
Well, you didn't have a good time sitting on the bench?
No, not at all.
Fuck that?
To be honest, I never have a good time sitting on the bench. I mean, I get it, so I'm not, like, mad about it or nothing, but no, I didn't have a good time.
What would you have done differently?
When I got now in, I would have attacked the rim or, you know, try to pull up or something. You know, that's the only thing I could have done different. But it just – I didn't really feel like I had a – I mean, I could have forced something.
Yeah, that's what you're supposed to do. That's what I came over to, bitch. I said, listen, you need to force a shot. I said, there's none of these niggas that can stay in front of you.
Yeah.
None of them go out jump you. You got a nice jumper. I wanted you to just get out there and say, fuck it, and get some shots up.
Literally,
it
was 2 minutes.
Let me tell you how many shots I can get up for 2 minutes.
Respect. Respect.
You know your wife.
I really do respect that. I really feel like you could thrive in a situation like that better than me. But, I mean, it is what it is. It was an experience. I got out there. I mean, like I said, a little disappointed by the turnover. But other than that, I brought the ball up, you know, played deep.
It's cool. So you're leaving next Saturday.
Yeah.
You play next Saturday. Would you come back and play again before your flight? Because you're on a red eye. So you could potentially play on Saturday. Would you play? Or
yeah,
do you want to just chill?
I
feel like you should talk to the coach and maybe see if you're going to get 2 minutes again and not waste your time.
Yeah, I probably
but
should.
He,
I feel
he
like,
might say, I didn't see you do nothing.
I mean, that's fair enough. I mean,
maybe
I'm
we can
not,
get you
I'm
some
not,
runs this week.
That'd be cool just to run, just to play ball. I just want to play.
Why is Aiden rubbing us, though? Like,
he loves us. Loves
us? Okay, well, hopefully you play next Saturday. If you don't, it's all good. But not the outcome that I wanted for Baby Daddy today. But, I mean, what can you do? Quick 2 minutes. At least he let you on the squad. I just want to see.
Yeah, I was happy about that. Just happy about the experience. But, you know, that I had fun. Nah, but... I'm not mad at all. They were a team. They were trying to win. It was a good game. I saw a lot of people were hooping today.
Got the
and,
W, though.
Yeah, we won, so that's a good thing.
Okay. Well, it's all good. We're going to go watch some games now and have some fun. Aiden Bryant. I don't know why we're saying your name. You're not even on the show.
Yes, I am. I'm right here.
Anyway. Appreciate you, baby daddy.
No problem.
Hopefully you play Saturday and we can get some shots up.
Yeah, I'll get a shot
up. We can show him we low-key could be the best male-female backcourt.
Yeah, I would get some shots up next week. At least one. At least one.
You needed to get at least one up for cultural
respect.
Purposes. All right, so I'll holler at you.
Hey,